Aloha and welcome to Connection to the Cosmos with your host, me, Dr. Lisa Thompson, where I have out of this world conversations with extraordinary people. Today, I am so excited to have my galactic soul brother, Tony Gozzi, on. I'm going to bring him on in just a moment. But first, just a couple of announcements. If you are coming to Hawaii, specifically to the Big Island of Hawaii, make sure you come on one of my Big Island UFO tours, where you will see the night sky in a whole new way using my advanced generation 3 military night vision goggles. And I have a new galactic retreat planned for October, October 2nd to the 8th, I believe, are the dates or something around that. Anyway, some more information on my website, bigislandufotours.com or mysticmanta.com or drlisajthompson.com. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Lisa. How are you, honey?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So let me, when I met you in November at the conference in Las Vegas, it was like instant love with you. And so I want to share everyone like what kind of magical person you are, and then we'll start the conversation. So Tony Gozzi, also known as the Antarian Heart, is a channel and spiritual guide working through the praying mantis beings and specifically the Antares Stargate to bring through interdimensional and extraterrestrial beings. He brings messages of unconditional love and integration to help guide humanity back to its true self and essence by activating a remembrance of who we are and creating a life of alignment. Journeying with him, you will learn ways to restructure your belief system from limitation to limitless expansion. And you will hear messages that help uplift humanity and assist individuals in living a life filled with passion, excitement, love, and magic. Some of the beings and ideas that Tony has channeled are Praying Mantis, Arcturian Council of Light, the Tagetans, Gray Aliens, Angels, Ganesh, Mother Gaia, Seven Sisters of Pleiades, Magic Leprechauns, Dreamweavers, Sacred Geometry and Angels, Collective Light Particles, Future Self named Osman, Silence and Void, Sound, Infinity, Shadow and the Dark, and the list goes on. Wow. Also, Tony has unveiling the world's first and only Praying Mantis Crystal Skulls to the public, activated and charged by a 20 million year-old mantis preserved in amber found in Chiapas, Mexico. These crystal skulls will provide the opportunity and permission slip to connect with your galactic guides and allow your mind to expand beyond the physical limitations and illusion of reality. Wow. Okay, so real quick, I have my collection of my skulls here. So I have the marble one, I have the blue obsidian, and then the aqua obsidian, and I love these guys. And then I gifted one to my new love. So, Tony. Okay. First. Oh my gosh. So I want to know, because I don't think I've ever asked you this before. Okay. What kind of household did you grow up in? Like spiritual, religious, something else? Because how did you get into this work, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, I really awoke about 4 years ago, like when COVID happened. But I am Lebanese, and I grew up in Lebanon. And I moved to the U.S. when I was 15 years old. We are Christians, and we always went to church. But like we weren't super religious, but we had faith, right? So I believed in Jesus, Mother Mary, all the saints that you can imagine. And I've always had this little like dot. The best way that I describe it is this small point in my heart that I know now that everything will be fine, everything's okay, but this small, tiny, tiny little speck of dust. It was so powerful that it kind of, you know, in a sense, journeyed with me up until I awoke. And like when I awoke, when COVID happened, everything changed. Like everything. It was an explosion of consciousness to where I felt limitless, and I mean, you know, I can go on and on about it, but it's just absolutely incredible. And we all have it It's all within us. We all can do it. It's just a matter of theme and explorations and focus. And we can dive deeper as like we dialogue. Yeah.
Well, okay. And so because this is a newer thing, you know, only 4 years ago that you started doing this work. So in your like 3D earth world, what kinds of things were you doing? And you still are doing actually, right?
Yes, so I am still doing my 3D job. So I'm a realtor. I sell real estate in Washington, D.C. I live in Washington, D.C. I've been a realtor for 8-9 years, but I've been in like the real estate world. I did commercial real estate before that. It wasn't sales. It was like building office buildings. So for about 16 years in like the real estate world. And then before that, I did banking a little bit. So very 3D and very like everybody else. So no matter what job you have, I really want to say this, I feel so called to say it, whatever it is that you do, you can do that and be the multi-faceted version of who you are at the same time. Because I really struggled like for a while when I awoke and like I told my husband, I'm ready to go live in a shack and leave everything. I don't care about stuff. I don't care about the house. I just want to go live in a shack. He's like, are you crazy? You can go on your own. I'm not coming with you. So I did struggle for a while because I was so excited. But then I learned through a lot of the shamans and like all the spiritual friends I have and through my mantis connection that no, it doesn't have to be this or that. You're not, you can do everything. You can have multiple passions, infinite passions. So follow your heart. Even if you're only spending like 1 minute a day, on your passion and then doing your 3D job, you're still being each aspect of who you are. So it's very important to follow the call and don't get trapped in the same trap I was in, that I have to leave this to do that, or I have to stop that like to do that, because each action that you do in each of the passions that you have, the new passions, the new awarenesses, will kind of lead you eventually to perhaps leaving this or not. It could happen both, like simultaneously, but do not do it because you're trying to stop one thing to begin like something else. All can happen at once.
Beautiful. And that's a great message, because, you know, when I started my spiritual business 7 years ago, I was still simultaneously running my home staging and interior design business. So
I didn't know you did home staging. Oh my God, that's amazing. What?
And then before that, I was in mortgage for 5 years. So I know the real estate world really well.
I mean, I deal with lenders every day. I was just on a call with a lender. Oh my God. And I had no clue. Wow. So no wonder it kind of really connected the moment we met. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, 4 years ago, tell me, so, you know, we're in COVID. What happened? Was there like a situation that happened in your life, or did you just start finding things, or like, tell us more about that?
Yeah. So I would say about a year before COVID came, I kind of ran across Bashar, if your audience knows who he is. I don't know how he came onto my feed on YouTube or like whatever it was. And I couldn't stand his voice, like just his voice as a human. And plus all the messages I would hear, I'm like, absolutely not, this is insane. And I just turned it off and never watched him again. And then COVID came and he came across my feed again. And again, I'm not searching for these things, not like I'm searching for spirituality where that would pop up, because it's linked in the ether of the internet of true spirituality. But then when the whole world stopped and everybody like lived in like the fear mode and like hermited home, and I just had this calling that everything will be fine. And like, again, to that little point I had, like, don't listen like into what the media says. And then all of a sudden, for 3 months, I watched Gaia, which I didn't know much about the Gaia channel. Mm-hmm. I watched every show, especially like Ruben Langdon's, Interview with EDs.
Yeah.
That shifted my world completely. I saw every episode, every channeler. Now, you have to keep in mind, I didn't know the terms of spirituality. My mind wasn't open yet. So I'm like watching these things, not understanding really what they're saying. Like some you understand like the English aspect of like the words, but you're not getting the concept. But I'm not watching the sessions, one episode after another. And once it all finished, I think my mind or my consciousness was filled with that. and awakening exploded. And then it was synchronicity after synchronicity after synchronicity of just insane proportions of awakening. And I mean, my whole world shifted. It was crazy. It was just, and it was so fast. It was very accelerated, right? So you have many people that have been on this path for 20, 30 years. And like, there are some that are a much accelerated path. I'm on that. Yeah. And as a reminder, like, the audience, when you wake up, don't fall in it. There's all these mental traps, right? In like the mental trap that, oh, I know this person, it took her 20 years to awaken on her journey. It may take me 20 years. Trust your path, trust your journey. Yours may be a lot faster than the rest. So mine just was insane.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I love that about the guy in interviews with EDs, because when I also watched every single episode, and that opened my world to becoming a channel as well, because I grew up in a spiritual school that was channeled by, you know, an ascended master, but I thought that I can never do that. And then watching Ruben's show, then I was like, oh, it put a different perspective on it for me.
Yes, totally. And I grew up in a very different world where I didn't know what channelings was. I mean, you hear, I guess, about psychics, right? Everybody hears about psychics and you think it's that, and you think the being is taken over your body or whatever, these like negative belief systems. So I really came from like a not knowing what that was, but I was so fascinated that I really wanted to be one of them. And now I know I've always been one of them, and I just needed to watch a few to remember.
Right.
And we're all channelers, guys. I just have to say this. We all channel every single day in our own way. The other trap, and I'm kind of giving you kind of lessons of my world. The other trap is, it's easy when you watch these channelers to think that you have to be like him or her. You will never, ever be him or her. You can only be yourself. And your message and the way you channel is your own frequency and your own vibration. And trust that. It's more powerful to be your version than trying to emulate somebody else, because you're your facet, he or she or her facet. You will never be the same exact facet, right? So trust your messengers, trust the way that you speak, whether it's light language, it's like written channel messages, vocal channel messages, if it's dreams, if it's art, if it's music, all that's channeling. You just gotta embody it, be in it, trust it, and follow that path. And your whole world, I swear to you, will open up. And like, speaking of manifestation, I'm hearing messages. When you talk about manifestation, I want to manifest this and like visualize this and da-da-da-da-da. You can do all of it. You already are doing it. And trusting yourself is the key, really. Yes.
It absolutely is. Well, so, okay. So then what was your step to actually open your vocal channel? Like, what did you decide to do?
Yeah, so I had a catch with my first boyfriend that he found behind his store like 20 years ago. And then when we separated, he kept the catch with him. And then 20 years later, I think it had a stroke, and then it was on its on his journey of transitioning. And we lost the cat, and he was super distraught. So I Googled like animal communication with a human. This is how that cat opened up my world. And when we had that session, like with Stephanie Light, and like she spoke through Koba, like that was the cat's name. She told me that she does channeling classes. And at that time, I didn't know what that was, but I completely signed up for it. It was a 6-week course by I want to say like week number two, because we would meet once a week for 2 hours on Zoom with like 5 other people. By week number two, I knew I'm a channel. I would volunteer immediately. And of course, in the beginning, you had no idea what's happening. You didn't trust yourself. But that just spun my world into like so much excitement and so much trusting myself that's when I began channeling. About 3 years ago, I took that class. But I really, really began channeling this past July of 2023. And everything, like what I thought exploded before, now I'm on a different quantum level of like manifestation and embodying this version of who I am. And everywhere, like in everywhere that I go, I always have this in like my emblem up here, like the white one, which is like the Antares galaxy, just to remind myself that this is who I am, and to encourage others to be whatever version they want to be in life, whatever it is. Like, stop being in the format or the costume of what society told you. Step out and be yourself, and that alone is so impactful and so energizing and so beautiful. I can go on and on. You know, I feel like I'm half channeling, kind of, but
right. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. But so, the Praying Mantis, was that the first group that came through you, or was that back in July?
Yeah, so when I opened up my world about all this idea, I actually had one past life regression. And the first thing that came through is this triangular, face of a praying mantis. And then they brought through this specific message about the heart. This is why I began naming myself as the Antarian heart, because the message that they gave me of the heart was so expanded and so beautiful, like visually in my third eye, that my mind or that our words aren't able to describe such an infinite heart and how it's all faceted. And through each facet of the heart, like, we have light that's reflecting back and forth infinity to create a Merkaba of light. That's how they came through. And I knew and I trusted. And after that, I would see praying mantises, which I never saw before here in Washington, everywhere. Crazy stuff would happen when they would appear, just like to remind me that we're here, you are connected, and the rest is history.
Okay, well, so then all the other groups that you've listed in your bio, so do they come in regularly? Because I know the mantis beings are there like all the time, but I'm just curious kind of how the other ones come in, or how you pick and choose who you're going to channel.
Yeah, so actually it's like when I began channeling like sort of the praying mantis beings, they actually allowed me the portal or the doorway to actually connect to others, like with me. That's what they told me, that we are allowing this conduit for you to go like this and connect with whichever beings that you want to connect. Depending on the person, like the mantis like will come through, but then other beings may weave in and out depending on what the viewer or I guess the client like needs to hear, you know, at that moment. But when we practice, because I practice like with my friends for about, I want to say 5 months, every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to midnight, like for a 5 month period where we would just play around, and all these beings came through the playing around of things. And it's like really funny, because you know they are different beings, because the images, the feelings, the word they use is so different, and the experience of connecting with them, so different. Like, I don't speak like that normally. It's not my vocabulary, right? But yeah, so, I mean, also the idea of like smoke or the void, like how can, like, what can you say about the void or like nothingness or silence, like crazy stuff like that. But the mantises are like so really expanded into the infinite that they're not limited to the concepts of what we think reality is. Because reality, from their view, is infinite, and everything exists and everything is from its own expanded real way, not from the limited way that we think expanded is, if that makes sense, you know?
It does. Yeah. And I have a very strong mantis connection as well, which again, that's like how I was like seeing you, my soul brother. And then with your gorgeous crystals that you have commissioned carvers around the world to make. I mean, it's just incredible. And so we just recently got to see each other because we were in Sedona together as well. And you actually had an opportunity to ask Bashar a question, and you were asking about the praying mantis, like why their energy is coming in. So do you want to talk about what his answer was? And I resonated immediately with it. And in fact, I've got full body chills right now.
Like me too. I have chilled. Oh my god! Like, I don't know if you can see like my head's all like chilled out. You see? You see the little bumps? So yeah. Like you know, I struggled when I was picked like to answer to ask questions like to Bashar, which like by the way, guys, so like synchronistic, like crazy. I think I was 10th in line, and I was standing there struggling. What should I ask? And I'm like, I know my mentis beings. Like, I don't need answers from my mentis. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, just like let go and just ask the question when you get in front of the microphone. And I asked him, why are they praying mantises? Why are people awakening more to their praying mantises? Because when I first woke up, there isn't much information out there. There aren't books about praying mantises. So I learned to trust the information that I get. But like when I go to these events, I cannot tell you how many people like you like would come up and you say, I had a dream about a praying mantis, or I saw praying mantis, or they're here and there. And I realized, wow, a lot of people either are just awakening to them or have and just didn't know that they are out there. So they're feeling really comfortable to share. So that was my question, why now? And his answer was, because they are part of the hybridization program.
Yeah.
That they work with the grays and a lot of other beings to tweak DNAs to awaken that part. They're geneticists, right? They know everything about the physical body and the energy body, and they're constantly working like with the grays and other beings. I really have to say and other beings, so don't get trapped into the gray world. Like to help awaken like that connection. In short, without getting into
You know, I totally resonated with that, and they're one of the groups that I channeled last year. But and so are the Zetas and the hybrids, and so like I know fully that I am part of that program, right? And just as you are, and other people in my world, and that those of us who really are connected in that way, we do find our way to people who are channeling that kind of information, like Bashar, right?
Yes. And then he said the reason, I mean, paraphrasing what he said, the fact that you are here asking that question and the whole like audience, and not just physically, if you're on Streamline, the fact that you resonate with all these channelers that connect to all these beings, the reason that you're already there is because you are hybrid already.
Yeah.
Right. The fact that you're hybrid, you are able to sense and connect in your own way to all these expanded humans like within your collective. So to all the viewers, if you resonate with any channel, it does not have to be Bashar. If it's Lisa, if it's the next person, know that when your mind's beginning to expand and think beyond what you thought life is, know in that moment you are part of that program. Your DNA has been tweaked, mm-hmm. and has been altered to awaken, and it's super exciting, right? It's just so empowering to know that I am part of like the galactic wholeness of everything.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. Now, you know, I do these UFO tours, and people who are coming on the tours, they often are asking about, well, you know, what about the abductions and the people who, you know, have these bad experiences, and what would you say to that? Because I have my own answers, but I would like you to address that.
Yeah, this is funny because when we were practicing, like with my friend, the gray aliens like came through, and like they said that we don't like the word like abductions. It's a reacquaintance, they said. This is the word that came through them is, we're not abducting you. You are a divine being, and you've agreed on a higher, like in a sense, agenda, to be part of this program. And we're just reconnecting with you so we can tweak parts of you to awaken, right? The fear aspect is because like society and like the government really has kind of, I guess, written that story that like aliens are bad. This is why if you look at Hollywood, the majority of the films are all about like these negative like agendas. Although there are a lot of producers that are twisting that, that narrative and are creating a beautiful kind of like co-creation that they are beings of light, that they are there to assist us, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a beautiful message of like reacquaintance and like for them to like retweak and awaken like those part of us to remember who we are. And if you have that in your purview, that if I meet a new being, whether it's gray or like not gray, if it has a good storyline, if there were one, you can experience that storyline. But if you already pre-fed that information that if I get abducted, it's bad, then you will experience that too, right? So it's all in our power. It's all like within our psyche, what we fed our mind like to be. But also to take it one step further, every experience is an experience. There's no bad or good. It's right. How you define it. And that's a few steps ahead.
Yeah.
Just, you know? Yeah. There's no like pain. There's no fear. There's the illusion of, there's the experience of. But everything is just creation. Because look, as a creator, right, if we're infinite, how else can you expand and your soul becomes bigger and bigger and to learn more and more if you're not experiencing the all? And the all doesn't only mean the good stuff. The all is the whole spectrum of good, bad, and neutral, which there really isn't. Those are labels we place in as society. Yeah. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it because that's exactly what I teach too. So, you know, the messages that come through these higher dimensional beings really do help empower us as humans here on Earth. They really can elevate our lives. And so there's nothing to be afraid of whatsoever.
Totally, totally, totally. Because we're all part of the source. We're a facet, we're a shard, a small piece of that source that decided to come and experience itself from that perspective to feed that information like back to source, right? So like Lisa is me, all your viewers are me, I am them, just playing out in my costume. So when you begin seeing the world like that, it shifts. It's a very different storyline.
It really does.
Yeah, totally. But if you choose even to have the other storyline, which is like not as, I guess, positive from the perspective of society, that's okay too. And that is valid. And that is also expansion. That's the trick of it, right? Not to judge all those experiences. Because like the moment you judge, you separate. You become not of source anymore. In order for you to integrate all these ideas, whether they're good or bad or whatever, you have to give them validity, right? And when you do, you bring it back to your oneness. Sorry, I just like kind of clapped. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, so I asked you before we got on here if you felt called to do some channeling. Are you feeling like we could do that?
Always. My passion is to channel. My love is to channel. It puts me in a state where I'm not here. And it's so expanded. And I would like to share like with your viewers one personal thing. So I stutter, and I've always stuttered. As I grew up, and I use the word and then like to help me transition, because like when I get to a word where it doesn't want to come out, like literally the word would not come out. So I say to help transition. But, like the reason that I feel called sharing that is whatever like what we think as this ability is, love every part of it, right? The more that you kind of separate it from you and you don't give it also validity as part of your expansion, the more that it will resonate. And I'm still working on that. But the whole point of saying this, it's also, when I go into my channeling state, flow of speech, like the most beautiful. Yeah. So I don't stutter. It doesn't come. I feel so calm. It's so different. And that's my proof that I'm channeling. Like I'm not making this stuff up. You know what I mean? So just a small little private information about myself, personal information about myself.
No, I think that's really important for people to understand. And that I've heard you channel, and I know that the audience will feel the energy and hear the difference when you do it.
Yes. Thank you for saying like feel the energy, because when the messages like come through, also know like to empower yourself and remind yourself really that it's not only the words that are being chosen, like that are coming through. There's a lot of energetics, and I'm getting chills all over my body now. A lot of energetics that is being seeped into your energy. And the fact that you may watch this whenever you watch it, whether tomorrow, 3 years from now, or like 10 years from now, know that healing is occurring, expansion is occurring, and your reconnection with oneness is happening, and your awakening is occurring. Then there's always, always expansion, always healing beyond the words that you're hearing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so what do you need to do to get into the state?
Yeah. So give me about it. Sorry, I keep going left and right because the camera is the other side and I'm not used to it. So give me about 20 seconds. I go, in the state, and then they'll bring through like a message, and then they'll say, ask a question or pose a statement or however they say it, and then you can dialogue with them that way.
Okay. Perfect.
Any questions are open. There's never ask whatever. And through the Antares galaxy, we come through in this way. With an open heart, with infinite gratitude, with bright white light of creation, we merge with you heart to heart. We merge with you with our energetic essence and being, and we thank you for allowing us to come through in this way as we are one with Source. You are our versions of Source itself playing out your own stories, and we honor your journey. And we thank you for choosing to come to your beautiful Mother Earth, the consciousness of the solidified version of who you are, to play out these roles, to expand through the idea of a limitation. You have chosen to limit yourself on purpose, to forget how powerful you are, in order for you to have a journey of what you call reawakening, to remember, bring the members back together of who you are, to feel the power within you, your connectedness with all, the love that you generate, that you are every moment of creation, the light that you give out in every breath of your life. We are so ever grateful for this co-creation and for this meeting in this way, as you are awakening through this transmission. You are helping us expand through your experiences, and we are so ever grateful for that. We love you with our unconditional hearts and open energies to connect with you in this way. And with that, we welcome your questions or statements.
Thank you so much for being here with me and the audience. And one of the questions that I think that people would have is, What is the relationship to the insect praying mantis that we have here on Earth to you as an off-world mantis?
Yes. Remember, from our view, from our lens of expandedness of the idea of infinite creation, we know that we are beyond the physical idea of the praying mantis itself. But for your minds to be able to understand and comprehend the expandedness of creation itself, that we, although are praying mantises, we are everything else at once. We have the awareness of that costume, but yet we have the awareness of the infinite as well. But to help you assist in your awakening journey, we chose the costume of the praying mantis to delineate and give contrast to the other beings that are out there within the universes and the folds of creation. When we initially came through the channel as the praying mantis head visual, we next gave him the idea of a long silhouette energy bodies, very, very large, 12 feet in height. So we are energy beings of light. We use color vibration, sound vibration, and light vibration to create galaxies and worlds, to create our reality. But we thought it is appropriate for our energy through this channel to come in as the praying mantis physical version that exists on your reality.
Okay, beautiful. So as we understand, you, the mantis beings, are part of the hybrid program in addition to other things going on throughout the universe. Can you give the audience more information about why the hybridization program is an important aspect of what you are creating?
Indeed. Remember, the idea of the hybridization program has existed for lifetimes. It is not a new concept, but it is to your civilization in this now moment of creation. Because the idea of hybridization is giving you the barometer that your collective energy on your Mother Earth, the collective energy of your habitants, your humans, have risen in consciousness to a point that they are ready to expand that mind to a new definition of what expansion means. So the idea of hybridization came to you by your energies, because you have expanded, to remind you that there are beings out there of light, of love, that are part of Source, that are helping reawaken you and accelerate your journey based on the level and barometer that you're on as a collective. So although you may see that our interactions with those beings are kind of separate from what's happening, you are essentially creating that for yourself. You are waving the flag to the other beings out there that we are ready to expand beyond this physical, and that we are ready for our DNA structure within us that is an infinite biological powerhouse to be activated. You are telling the rest of the beings out there that we are ready, that our physical bodies are ready to take on an expanded version of who we are. So we help the Greys. The Greys have their own agenda and their assistance with humanity. And we help them on an energetic essence within the biological crystallized version of who you are as a human. Yes?
Yes. Okay, so some of my different groups that come through me are talking about timeline shifts and how we get to choose what timeline we want to be a part of. I would love for you to share your understanding of this concept of shifting into different timelines.
Our dearest child, we would like to thank you for posing that question from that perspective, because oftentimes your humans ask the question from a powerless definition, valid still as part of creation. And the question normally is posed along the idea of there are different timelines, in which timeline is humanity shifting to? You, our dearest expanded child, have posed the question from a different perspective, and we would like to honor that, because from your perspective and expanded idea, you know that there are infinite timelines in creation simultaneously being, living, acting all at once. And it is through your power within your heart, the portal of creation itself, that you decide which timeline you choose to be on. And regardless of which timeline you have chosen to be on, you may still observe other timelines in the same moment. Do not be confused. That's simply because you're observing somebody else's timeline that you are in that timeline. Know within your heart, know that your intention, your belief system, your voice, your declaration to the universe that I choose to be on X, Y, and Z timeline has been heard and has already shifted you to it. Because there are infinite timelines, our dearest child. In the timeline of infinite creation, the question is, which one do you choose to be on? And also, beyond that, which one are you honoring others to be on? Because oftentimes you may choose to be on a specific timeline while at the same time judging other timelines. That creates a shift and a rift within the timeline of creation. Remember, when you choose the timeline that you decide to be on and you observe other timelines, honor the journeys of those beings, because all of those are valid parts of creation. Yes?
Yes. Beautiful. So still on the same kind of question of timelines, we have a lot of energy going on Mother Gaia, on our Earth, this year in particular. And is there something that we should know for those of us who really want to be shifted or are shifted into a different timeline reality? What kind of information would you recommend for people? I guess to deal with the energies.
Yes. Our recommendation is to bring everything to your heart, to your own knowingness, and know that through every breath, every action, every thought, every intention, you are creation itself. Every movement of an arm is an act of creation. Begin seeing everything that you are doing in this physical life as an act of creation that is shifting you to whichever timeline you choose to be on. Beware of every minuscule thought that goes through your mind, state of being that goes through your mind, because those collective states of being are what's shifting you into the timeline that you choose. And although oftentimes you may hear other people on your media, internet, other channels giving you information of solar flares or other ideas from the cosmos that are shifting your humanity, yes, take that information in, but keep the power within you. Do not place the power out there, somewhere, on ideas and expression. Bring the power back to you and know that through your own power, you are shifting your vibration and frequency to the parallel version of reality and Mother Earth that you choose to be on. Yes?
Yes. Okay, so earlier you mentioned about our DNA kind of getting awakened, I guess, might be awake. Is there anything that we would need to do specifically to really activate that latent DNA within us, or is it just naturally happening?
There is an aspect of a natural awakening that is occurring, but hand in hand, self-love is the key. True love is the key. And you oftentimes hear about the heart being the portal of everything. But how can your heart be the portal of everything when you haven't loved yourself enough to open up that heart? You may have the illusion that I love others, which is great in its own right. But how can you truly love others if that love isn't emanating from a pure heart of self-love? So break away from the idea of selfishness. Your society has created a structure of limitation that is illusionary. That love others, love others, love others. Give out there, give out there, give out there. That is all wonderful if it's coming from a heart that is already self-loving. So come back to your heart. And as you awaken, as those DNA structures are being tweaked to rise vibrationally, things and belief systems and ideas that do not vibrate with the idea of self-love will come to the surface to be dealt with. Because a vibration of non-self-love cannot exist in the idea of infinite love. And as you rise vibrationally, if there is anything else within your aura, within your field that is not of that vibration, will literally rise to the surface to face you for the first time. So face every aspect of that journey, of that experience, with compassion and love, and again, give it validity that without those experiences of non-self-loving actions, I have expanded, and bring it back to your heart. Mm-hmm. And when you reside in your heart and come from a space of pure loving to self, then when you are emanating it out to others, the power of such love is infinite as creation itself.
Beautiful. In our final moments together before we bring Tony back forward, are there any parting words, anything else that you feel is necessary for the audience to know right now?
Yes. Take time to review your life. Take a moment to write down everything that has occurred in your life that you can remember in this now moment. And for every journey and experience, honor, cherish, and give it validity. Because as you do that, you bring all of those versions of you that have chosen to live those aspects through those costumes, a valid option of creation. Give it compassion. Give it love. Do not judge it, and bring it back to your heart. So every facet of who you are comes back to your heart. And the more you do that, the more your heart fills with the costumes of creation. And with every action that you do of bringing those aspects back to your heart, you are completing the wholeness of your puzzle. And for the first time, perhaps, you are able to see yourself as the multidimensional aspect of who you are. Imagine for a moment you standing and viewing and seeing and connecting with every single version of who you are that have chosen the infinite choices of creation and bringing them all back to you into your heart with love, with validity. Imagine the power that you have in that moment. Imagine the idea and the feeling of wholeness that you feel. Practice that, and you will know thyself, the pure heart, the infinite light of creation, and the sourceness of who you are.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing your words of wisdom. And if we can now have Tony come back to the front.
We would like to thank you for this beautiful co-creation of oneness, as you have assisted the channel to see creation from a different perspective. You have assisted us to see creation from a different perspective. You have assisted other beings that were here around us, tuned into this vibration and frequency, to see creation from a different perspective. And through this co-creation, we have all expanded each other. Again, we honor you. We are so privileged to be in your presence. The very rare few beings that have chosen to limit yourselves and have a journey of remembrance of the unlimited power that you are. We thank you infinitely, and we are always here to guide you, and we will see you in the astral realms.
Welcome back.
Woo, it's warm. Wow.
Does it always get warm when they come through you?
It depends. Right now, it was very heart filled. There was you know, and it's funny because when you come out of it, I only remember like the last parts and everything else kind of fades away, but it will come back. Like if you ask a question, it may like trigger like a memory.
Yeah.
But I've never, like the image, and I hope that you and your audience receive this image, I've never seen myself as all these, like I they literally showed me these infinite versions of who I am right in front of me. For the first time, me meeting them. Mm-hmm. And me saying hello, and me thanking their journey, and me honoring their journey, and saying, because of your journey, we're all expanding, and then bringing them all literally back to me. Like there's no more distance between this version and the other version. They all came back to me, and I felt like this like oneness of all. Like, do you know what I mean? I have my eyes closed, I'm still seeing it. It's just, it was such a powerful imagery. It was beautiful.
I love it. No, I absolutely love it. And I was, as they slash you were sharing, I was imagining that and knowing like all of the entities, the beings that I have channeled are just simply aspects of me. But way beyond that, just like you said earlier, you're an aspect of me. I'm an aspect of you. We are all one.
100 like I got that realization like when we were at LA Conscious Expo, where I knew what serving humanity like was, and I got this like download or this awareness of like, oh my god, everybody that's here, from all the people that are speakers, that have the booth, that are you know, all the visitors, are literally me on the stage of creation playing out their own role. I'm like, wow, I'm everywhere. And I'm like, when I'm helping others, when I'm assisting others, when I'm giving love and healing to others, I'm healing myself. I'm helping myself. So for a moment, I was like, oh my God, there is no separate, like, how can I not but do that? How can I not help myself who's out there playing out that role? It was such a mind-boggling, like such a simple idea, but yet the mind understood it. It was a light bulb moment of like extreme proportions. And
yes, and if so, those who are hearing this now, what I would invite you to do is anything that you are judging, any person that you are judging, to start seeing it from a different viewpoint, that everyone is on their own journey, but that they are not separate from you. They are you, just playing out a different role.
Yes. And like, can you imagine how your world will shift? Like my husband stills, and look, I have to honor my husband's journey, right? I can't judge him. He's me playing out his own version. But like him and I have always kind of like seen things differently, but now I'm like totally differently, because like your whole perspective shifts. Like you don't, if you're in the car, like driving, like somebody runs in front of you and acts however, you're like, wow, like you start really making jokes. Okay, dude, like you know, like it's you. It's there's no more judgment. Like judgment doesn't exist within my body anymore. It just doesn't. And it's such a beautiful feeling of oneness, of everything is here. And it's hard to describe because words are so limited to even describe what I feel now. It's
Yeah. Well, and I've been feeling that shift over the last year with myself as well, as the messages are coming forward and the energies. And so I just, you know, we're running out of time now, but I love what you do. I love what you have to share with the world. I love being one of your people. You know, I just, everything about you, I love.
Thank you. Well, you're just loving yourself, love, and truly, truly, thank you for following your heart and beginning this journey 8 years ago, and doing the UFO tours and this show, and because you're allowing really the rest of the world to be exposed to this, to hear people's journeys and stories, and to feel encouraged to follow their calling. And guys, my calling was channeling. Your calling may be something different. Don't worry about this. It's just an example to follow your calling. It's a permission slip to really hear that voice and trust it. really trusted, because nobody else knows you than the heart within you. And you're always guided by angels, by guides, by saints, by all these energy. You are never, ever, ever, ever alone. Mm-hmm. Ever. Just remember that.
Yeah. Well, okay. And one thing we didn't, so to just wrap up, how, like, if people want to work with you, what kind of work do you do with people?
Yeah, so I've been doing one-on-one channeling. Like, we can do an hour session. I've been called, like, to teach channeling. So I'm really thinking that I'm going to begin doing that. And of course, I have my Praying Mantis calls, which can help you. They're all activated to allow your energy body to, like, remember like your galactic guide. Of course, you don't need those skulls because the power is already within. I always tell that to all my people. You don't need to buy any skulls, but if you feel stuck, if you feel you need a permission to buy something to allow you, like, to remember yourself as the powerful being, these mantis skulls are activated and charged. I have a whole shamanic ritual I do to help expand. Thank you. And then what else? Thank you, love. And I have so many events. I have 10 events that I'm going to. Like, we have a private retreat, and you know, we can talk about all that privately. I'm also updating the website, so I'm going to have an event page so people, if they want to join, come, or whatever the case may be. But channeling, if you want to learn how to channel, if you want the permission slip to activate your awareness, like through the Praying Mantis calls, and eventually, I'm going to be writing a book. I'll do Oracle cards, like you, Lisa. Thank you. And then a lot of other crazy stuff that I'm following my heart with, really. Like, I get images, I get visions of things that I'm just beginning to implement. I'm going to begin light language soon. So I'm going to also begin, or like create, like a new healing modality, like with light language and light itself. So there's a lot on the horizon that the messages are flooding in to follow. And,
beautiful. Well, and how do people find you?
If you go to tonygazi.com, that's my website. I also have a YouTube under the Antarian Heart. I have TikTok, Instagram, X or Twitter. What else? And then Facebook.
Perfect. And you do regular channelings on the social media outlets.
Sorry, one more time.
Oh, you do. And you do channel on your social media outlets so people can hear you.
Yes. You can hear me on my social media outlets. Yes, and like, we've been implementing some free like Zoom seminars where we channel, like, live on, like, Facebook. Of course, all these events that we go to, we channel live, like, in front of the public of 100 or less, depending on the on like the venue. So there's a lot of modalities where you can reach me or the mantises. You can always send me an email if you go to my website. I'm super responsive, or a text on Instagram or, like, Facebook. So
okay, well, we are now out of time. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope those of you watching or listening really enjoyed the messages from Tony and from the Praying Mantis Collective. Such incredible work. And I will see you next time on Connection to the Cosmos. Aloha.